Matthew chapter 5, beginning at verse 17. Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy them, but to fulfill them. Amen, I tell you. Until heaven and earth pass away, not even the smallest letter, or even part of a letter, will in any way pass away from the law until everything is fulfilled. So whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Indeed, I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and experts in the law, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to people long ago, "You shall not murder, and whoever murders will be subject to judgment." But I tell you that everyone who is angry with his brother without a cause will be subject to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, "Areka," will have to answer to the Sanhedrin. But whoever says, "You fool," will be in danger of hellfire. So if you are about to offer your gift at the altar, and there you remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar and go. First, be reconciled to your brother. Then come and offer your gift. If someone accuses you, reach an agreement with him quickly while you are with him on the way. Otherwise, your accuser may bring you to the judge, and the judge may hand you over to the officer, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I tell you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, "You shall not commit adultery." But I tell you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to fall into sin, pluck it out and throw it away from you. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. If your right hand causes you to fall into sin, cut it off and throw it away from you. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. It was also said, "Whoever divorces his wife must give her a certificate of divorce." But I tell you that whoever divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, causes her to be regarded as an adulteress, and whoever marries the divorced woman is regarded as an adulterer. Again, you have heard that it was said to people long ago, "Do not break your oaths, but fulfill your vows to the Lord." But I tell you, do not swear at all, not by heaven, because it is God's throne, and not by earth, because it is his footstool, and not by Jerusalem, because it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your own head, since you cannot make one hair white or black. Instead, let your statement be yes, yes, or no, no. Whatever goes beyond these is from the evil one. You have heard that it was said, "An eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth." But I tell you, do not resist an evildoer. If someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn to him the other also. If anyone wants to sue you to take away your shirt, give him your coat too. Whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. Indeed, if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Even tax collectors do that, don't they? If you greet only your brothers, what are you doing more than others? Do not even the unbelievers do that? So then, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.